This is The Christian Working Woman with Mary Lohman, and I'm Julie Bastide. Have you been looking for someone who takes the time to listen to you, that can really understand your problems and maybe give you some insights? It seems we all need that from time to time, right, Mary?
We do, Julie. Who of us doesn't need a shoulder to cry on sometimes?
Yeah.
Just somebody who will listen to us and hopefully give us some helpful counsel.
And you've titled this message, Our Wonderful Counselor. So I'm guessing you're going to be talking about Jesus as our counselor.
Well, it's not too difficult to figure that out. Jesus is described as our wonderful counselor. But you know, sometimes he's the last one we turn to.
Oh, I think you're right. We tend to look for earthly counselors first. Well, I'm sure you have some good counsel for us today about our wonderful counselor. So I'll turn it over to you.
What I've observed is that many of us are counselor happy. You know, whether it's a casual discussion with a good friend or a session with a professional. I know I've been guilty of that many times. When something happens that's painful or confusing, maybe something that makes me angry, maybe causing me deep worry and concern, my first reaction is usually to pick up the phone and call somebody who'll listen. Hopefully someone who will understand and sympathize with me, hopefully agree with me, you know, and comfort me and tell me everything's going to be okay, whatever my particular need is at the time. I well remember when I was facing one of those personal problems that seemed very large at the time, and indeed was significant. I immediately called my best friend and shared my concern with her. Her counsel was good. She was most understanding. She helped me gain some perspective, which I badly needed. But as the days wore on, I found I was calling her quite frequently, using her counsel like a painkiller or a quick fix to get me through the problem. Once when I dialed her number, there was no answer, and I felt panicky, almost irritated with her for not being there when I needed her. I put my phone down and started pacing, trying to think where she might be that I could reach her. And in the midst of this miniature panic scene, the Holy Spirit so faithfully spoke to me in words that could have been audible, they were so clear. He said to me, "You know, Mary, if you would spend as much time talking to God about this problem as you do to your friend, you'd be a whole lot closer to finding the solution." My heart was stricken. I had to confess that I had talked with my friend longer about this problem than I'd talked with God about it. And a passage of Scripture came to mind from Isaiah 9, which speaks of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, and verse 6 says that one of his names will be Wonderful Counselor. So one of the first names of our Savior we're ever given is Wonderful Counselor. As I remembered that verse that day, I just made a promise that I never again would I seek earthly counsel before I sought God's counsel, and never would I spend more time with earthly counselors than I did with Him. And once I went to my heavenly counselor, the peace of God began to enter my soul. Of course, Prince of Peace is one of His names too, and I needed peace that day. He gave me a quiet inner assurance. I knew what He wanted me to do, and there was peace. How did I know? Well, I just got quiet before Him. I just gave God time to speak to me. And I turned to the Word of God, and I read, I prayed, and I just trusted Him for guidance. And that still, small voice within me, the Holy Spirit who dwells within each of us who are born again, just gave me the inner knowledge of what I should do. You know, as often as I've gone to my wonderful counselor, He's never been unavailable. It just doesn't matter when or where. He always answers the phone. He's always there for me. Have you ever thought, I wish I just had someone to talk to who could understand exactly what I'm going through, who has had an experience just like mine so they could give me good advice? Well, our wonderful counselor always understands. You know, many earthly counselors can have difficulty relating to us if they've not had a similar experience, but not our wonderful counselor. We're told in Scripture He has suffered everything that we will ever suffer, and He's touched with the feelings of our weaknesses. You can never say to the wonderful counselor, "You don't understand." Jesus always understands. Another great advantage of this wonderful counselor is he never charges for visits, regardless of how many we make. And he's so glad to see you coming. Indeed, he's issued you a special invitation which says, "Come to me when you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is one counselor, and the only one, who can guarantee the results. If we come to him, he has promised to give us rest. He says you can learn from him. He will teach you what you need to know about yourself, about your relationships, about your own feelings and emotions. You know, often I just say to the Lord, you know, I just don't understand why I react to these situations the way I do. Can you please help me understand me? Our Lord, I can't even verbalize my feelings. They are beyond my own understanding. Can you please unravel them for me? And of course he can, because not only is he my wonderful counselor, he is also my creator. Obviously, if he created me, certainly understands what makes me tick. And so many times as I've gotten quiet with him and asked these kind of questions, he's shown me things about my own personality puzzle which I never saw before. I guess earthly counselors would call it getting in touch with your feelings, but I call it getting in touch with your creator. I don't know what good it does to really get in touch with my feelings, since feelings have zero IQ, no intelligence. Those feelings can be totally inaccurate. They have been many times. How can I trust them once I get in touch with them? But for sure, I can trust the creator of the universe, especially since he loves me and wants only the best for me. As incredible as it may seem, it is true that the one who created me is willing, yes, even desires, to be my own personal wonderful counselor. Am I saying that we should never seek earthly counsel or help, professional or otherwise? No, there are times we need others' help and advice, and there are times when people have particularly difficult problems, perhaps relating to their past, where a biblically sound counselor can be of help. I know that God uses people to help us. He has in my life many times. But I do believe that most of us run to an earthly counselor before we really seek the help of the wonderful counselor. If a professional counselor advised us to see them 3 times a week for an hour each time, we'd probably do everything possible to keep those appointments. But how many of us would be willing to spend 3 hours a week seeking God's guidance, asking our wonderful counselor to speak to us through quietly sitting before him and meditating on his word and praying and being in an attitude that gives him an opportunity to give us inner guidance? Earthly counselors may be helpful. Again, if they are biblically sound, they can help us see some things about ourselves we need to see, but they can never heal us. Only the wonderful counselor has medicine that can heal the wounds and stop the bleeding. It's called in the Bible the balm of Gilead, and he can apply it to our hurts and give us peace. No one else is qualified for that kind of treatment. As a matter of fact, frequently the wrong kind of earthly counsel can keep you totally self-focused and even make you bitter and vindictive. I've seen people who've gone through much earthly counseling and found themselves much the worse for it, depressed and bitter, full of self-pity and hopelessness. Counsel based on God's word will lead you to acceptance and away from self-centeredness and anger. The wonderful counselor will heal you of bitterness instead of creating it. He'll teach you forgiveness, and this brings release and freedom from depression. He'll show you how your past or your present circumstances, as bad as they seem, can be used as an instrument of good in your life if you will allow it. Be sure that if you ever do seek counsel from a professional or even casual counsel from friends, make certain the counsel is biblically sound. Not all Christians give biblically sound counsel. In preparing this message, I called a friend of mine who's a Christian counselor, and he told me that in many cases, he cannot refer people to other Christian counselors he knows because they do not give advice based on biblical principles. My friend confirmed my suspicion that many of the Christians he sees in his practice are often not willing to go to their wonderful counselor. Perhaps it's because they can't touch him or see him or hear an audible voice, but they seem to doubt his ability to give them counsel. Jim says he sees his job as getting Christians to learn how to turn to the wonderful counselor, to find their help and their healing in him. He knows he doesn't have solutions. Only Jesus does. So I challenge you today, as I often challenge myself, to determine that by God's grace, you'll learn to go to your wonderful counselor. You'll just make a commitment that before you run to someone else, you'll run to Jesus. And whatever time you spend with earthly counselors, you'll spend even more time with Jesus. Talk to him about your problem. Tell him exactly how you feel. He knows anyway, you know. He knows our hearts. And so we're not going to tell him anything that will shock him or surprise him. He knows exactly where you are. This is what is so wonderful about going to Jesus for counsel. He just knows you so well. And I can tell you, if you will open the Word of God and ask God to speak to you through His Word, you're going to find verses in the Bible that you're going to declare are put there just for you. They're going to touch your need in a way you never imagined they could. But you have to take the time to sit down and say to your wonderful counselor, show me what I need to know. Tell me what I need to do. Now, it could be that in that time, he will direct you to someone that you can trust to give you some advice and godly counsel. That may be indeed where he will direct you. But let him direct you and go to him first. One verse I often recall is found in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 10. O our God, we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Do you feel like an army is attacking you today? Do you not know where to turn or what to do? Have you been hoping somebody somehow could help you? Well, will you now turn your eyes on Jesus? Tell him, as Jehoshaphat did long ago, that you simply don't know what to do. But you will come to him for counseling, and you will spend the time necessary to seek his face, to fix your eyes on him, to give him time to speak to you. It will not happen with one quick fix. We don't expect earthly counselors to help us in one quick session, yet we often rush in and out of God's presence without ever really getting to know him, just looking for that instant cure, an immediate end to our pain. But you know, you've got to develop a relationship with your wonderful counselor, and that takes time. You have to be consistent and give God time to speak to you. Turn off your computer. Tune out the noise. Get up early enough that you miss the household bustle if necessary, but spend quiet time with your wonderful counselor. I promise you, you will find rest for your soul, answers to your questions, and guidance for your future. Jesus promised it, and he cannot lie.
That's very good counsel. It's really simple, isn't it? Just remember to seek Jesus first. But how soon we forget. Well, if you'd like a copy of this devotional, you'll find it on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. You'll also find information about our next monthly Zoom get-together on Saturday, January 23rd. Our special speaker is Carol Kent, and Carol is such a good friend of ours. She's been with us before, and we always learn from her and enjoy having her. So you'll want to join us. Just go to our website to register. So for Mary Lohman, I'm Julie Bastide, inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for The Christian Working Woman.